Hey, fellow Freedom fans, back David Allen Carmichael. Sorry for the delay. I've had a couple of delays here as we start up. Normally, I'm right on top of this thing, right on the top of the few seconds, and I didn't want to waste any of them, but I did have to. I was juggling a few things. Sometimes you have to juggle. On the break, I went away and I said, hey, I'm going to come back and give you information about Congressman Brownwaite. She's going to, her staff is going to have a meeting, and it's going to be at the Citrus County Resource Center on the 15th. That's Wednesday. That's Wednesday. Here it is, Wednesday at 10 o'clock. It's going to be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Citrus County Resource Center, and that's in Lecanto, Florida. It's 2804 West Mark Knighton Court in Lecanto. So also, there was a meeting. I told you about something. We're going to have an interview with somebody later in this week about the rate hikes and things like that. It's going to be on the 20th. Senator Fasano is going to have a meeting for the Women's Political Network of Citrus County, where he's going to be discussing the same issue, including the signing of his double-dipping bill. Okay, so we'll look at that a little bit further as we come back to this. And in a few minutes, I'm going to play something that Mr. Obama said about this cap-and-trade issue, and then we're going to get back to it. Caller, thanks for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. And what's your question or comment?
Lecanto, Florida. Lovely little town.
Lecanto?
Where does the 14th Amendment actually end then? If the 14th Amendment states, which was ratified by the states, that all persons, whether they're citizens or not, is entitled to equal protection of the law, which means, you know, a lot of these states are fascist in nature and are violating individual rights. I mean, you know, if you just let these states, leave these states to their own devices, talk about madmen running around. I mean, we have to have checks and balances. So where does the 14th Amendment end? I mean, why do not the feds have the authority as a check and balance to go in and say, okay, you guys are crazy now. I knock your stuff off as far as due process.
Well, they did that in the Civil War, didn't they?
Well, the War of Northern Aggression, I mean, the South lost. Sorry. I mean, that's just the way it is. The Indians lost. Sorry. The Russians lost. Sorry. You know, they broke down. Sorry. You know, if the Chinese come and take us, sorry. The War of Northern Aggression, it's done. Stop fighting. You know, I mean, the North has set their forts up. They're called federal district courts. The 14th Amendment is here under the Equal Protection Clause. But I'm saying, I think it's a legitimate question. Where does it end? It's got to end somewhere. It doesn't end in my house or your house, does it?
Well, no, I will tell you, and the tough part is the average Joe doesn't read New York versus the United States and Prince versus the United States. I will tell you that if you step back to the case that Prince relied on, they got into some pretty good detail about what is the proper role of the United States government when it gets involved with something that reaches into the state. And it goes into detail there. So really, you know what it comes down to? It ultimately comes down to the self-control of the agent. And the other problem is the complacency of the populace. And the reason I say those two things is, the guy gave an example, the IRS. And by the way, I do have that letter from the senator in my hand now. I got that on a break. Let's say some renegade IRS agent comes in and he's just going to use the color of law to come in and ruin your life. Odds are they're going to get away with it in spite of the law. And then so what it comes down to is a judge, if you've got a judge who's savvy enough to realize that it's possible to have an IRS agent that's renegade, and the guy that they're being mean to may have no real reason to pay them the amount of money, it comes down to the character of the judge. So, I mean, that's the U.S. 14th Amendment, I would say, in my perspective, is not something that you would claim in that kind of situation. And I say that you shouldn't really, and you might disagree with me, I say you shouldn't even claim protection of the 14th Amendment unless really the federal government's coming against you. If I'm in the state, what I'm going to try to do is claim Florida law for my protection. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying using that against the state. I'm saying using the 14th Amendment to protect yourself from the state. I see the states as far more tyrannical than the feds. Let me give you an example. Ilian Gonzalez. You know,
right.
Instead of that criminal Bill Clinton, you know, kidnapping him and sending him to that criminal island of Cuba, he should have, under the 14th Amendment, had the right under due process clause to have a fair hearing and a fair trial, and the federal government should have ensured that. That was their obligation.
Well, who was his lawyer? Did anybody file an injunction in the Florida court?
Well, you know how those liars are. They just, you know, they work with each other.
Well, it's...
No, listen, it came down to it was one big conspiracy. If you read the Fifth District's opinion, you know, and it was unanimous because I read the whole thing. Basically, Ilion didn't even exist. He didn't set, as far as the U.S. was concerned, didn't even set foot on the soil. You know, so they put a machine gun in this kid's face when the proper role of the federal government is to ensure a Republican form of government.
And the other thing is, what kind of rush was there to whisk a kid out of there? I mean, it was kind of an insane situation. And it is kind of, I will tell you, it was right in a window of time where I think a majority of people in America just had not seen the face of the federal government kicking in people's doors in a way that really, really wouldn't comply with the law. It was kind of one of those things where there was enough ambiguity in people's minds that they felt they could get away with it.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, and this is what I like about your show, dealing with due process. It's the only thing that's supposed to separate us from tyrannical nations. But the states are far, far, far more criminal in their activity of cutting, breaking doors down than the feds.
Well,
far, 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 far more.
Okay. Well, now I didn't answer your question. I will tell you, you said the thing about how far does the 14th Amendment go. I'm of the opinion that it literally is limited to those who can literally claim United States jurisdiction for themselves. For instance, I was born in California. I have a domicile of origin of California. So I should be under California law, except that I'm effectively an expatriate. I'm living someplace else. But I now qualify for United States protection. Not California protection, but protection under the United States Constitution. That's my perspective, that I could be considered a person under the 14th Amendment. You know, that there's no way that I can have Florida guarantee my rights, because they can tell me, well, hey, you're just a mere alien resident here. Go back to California if you don't like it. So that's my perspective.
Oh, I like it. Thanks.
Okay, good call. Well, how's that? Yeah, I had my mind someplace else at the time, cap and trade and juggling commentary. Our number here is 850. No, it isn't. It's 888. Come on, correct me on that. 888, toll free, 888-850-1872. That was a good question about the 14th Amendment. It's kind of high-minded and heady for those who have heard all these strange commentaries here on this show. I think sometimes I try to keep it light, and then every now and then you get a good question that makes you have to actually exercise your brain cells to get to the answer. I'm going to get back to something. I'm going to play a clip from the President of the United States giving comments about this cap and trade bill. Now, every time I've seen him in his posture and the way he's spoken, he's talking to the San Francisco Chronicle, I believe, when he made these comments. He makes it as if it's his plan, my plan. So my question is, after reading all this stuff about what's happening in the UN, it's been going on for at least a decade. I mean, very squarely up front for a decade, maybe behind the scenes for a couple of generations. But it's almost as if he's saying things as if it's his plan. I don't think it is. I think it's just part of the plan. So let's hear what he had to say.
Do the right thing. That requires mobilizing a citizenry. That requires them understanding what is at stake. And climate change is a great example. You know, when I was asked earlier about the issue of coal, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations.
His comments, so there's a few things there. My plan, under my cap and trade plan, there's a little bit of deception. Well, I should take out the little bit. I smell some deception. Bless his heart. You know, you give everybody the due respect to the position. Actually, they're created in the image of God, so everybody is due respect. I'm not going to try to get out of the practice of lambasting the person. What there's deception under my plan. This isn't your plan. It's either, what if he turned his plan in for a grade in college? You think he could get in trouble? Mr. Obama, is this really your paper? Is this really your paper, Mr. Obama? Now, I'm giving you one more chance to give credit where credit's due. I'm going to give you the index and bibliography and footnotes back, and I'll turn my back and I'll turn around. I'll come back in 15 minutes and we'll accept your paper again. There's some deception here. But what isn't deceptive is, just square off, folks, with my cap and trade plan, the costs are going to skyrocket. He said, skyrocket. So where is this coming from? Is this for your benefit? What is going on here? It's a funding stream. It's almost like you're being forced to buy a lottery ticket and somebody else gets it. I mean, that's really, and actually, you know, I look at the lottery thing and I think it's just kind of like, you know, I tell my kids the lottery is a dummy tax. That's what I tell them. I said, it's a dummy tax, kids. See, watch what happens. They're going to come up and they're going to pay money. And they may or may not get some of it back. And then the other thing is a portion of it goes to the state for a funding stream. But I'd say the vast majority is not about the state. It's not about the people winning things. It's about the lottery industry. It's propping the lottery industry. And the people allowed this to go into effect. It is part of the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping North America. So this is sort of like with the power of the sword getting everybody in America. And he said, we've got to mobilize the people. Well, his mobilization of the people isn't for their benefit. Yes, we have to mobilize the people to advance my plan, which isn't his plan. Let's look at these issues of the day, folks, from a clear mechanism of thinking here, a clear method and mode of thinking. Now, what can you do about it? Well, I'll tell you something you can do about it. Did we not mention a staff meeting on July 15th at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11 a.m. July 15th in Lecanto, Florida? And I'm probably saying that wrong. It's my East L.A., Lecanto, 2804 West Mark Knighton Court, Lecanto, Florida. And you can look this up at the Citrus Daily.com. I'm sure you'll find a link in there. Citrus County Resource Center at 10 o'clock. Congresswoman Brownwaite's staff is going to be there. A time for hard questions, a time for hard statements, maybe even written with a response, s'il vous plaît, attached. And you can make a difference. You could be salt and light. Not just to your next-door neighbor in personal relationship, but in service. This is an opportunity, folks. Let's mobilize. That's what the President of the United States called for. We need to mobilize the people on this. So that's an opportunity for you guys to get in, find out what's going on, give your opinion, ask hard questions. Whose plan is this anyway? Is this Marion County plan? Is this a Levy County plan? Is this a Hernando? Is this Citrus County? Hey, it's a Beverly Hills plan. I don't even think it's a Beverly Hills, California plan. So keep tuned in to Eagle 104.3 FM. We're going to be back with more information, more challenging things. I think I've got a clip from the U.S. Senate, or actually Congressman, giving some superb comments on this issue. 888-850-1872.